This is Akashwani, the news, read by Ashok Ojha. In West Bengal, the situation in violence-affected areas at Suti, Shamshirganj, Jalangi, Lalgola and Tulian of Murshidabad districts is under control after violence and arson erupted yesterday against the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. A large number of people resorted to hooliganism yesterday while protesting against Waqf Amendment Act 2025. Houses, shops, government properties and police vehicles were torched and damaged. 3 persons were killed and 18 police personnel have been injured. Paramilitary forces have been deployed in the affected areas and senior police officers are patrolling the area. 118 people have been arrested in the incident. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee urged people to stay calm and not to indulge in rioting in the name of religion. She said, "People who are indulging in vandalism will be punished." She also stressed that Waqf Amendment Act 2025 will not be implemented in West Bengal. On the other hand, BJP State President Dr. Sukant Majumdar said central government's intervention in the violence in the Murshidabad district is necessary. He informed the press that he is in touch with the Union Home Minister Amit Shah in this matter. Leader of Opposition Suvendu Adhikari said he has written to the Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav for NIA investigation for the arson at various railway stations in Murshidabad. 3 Maoists have been killed in an encounter between security forces and Maoists in Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district. More from our correspondent.
A joint team of Cobra Battalion of CRPF, District Reserve Guard and a Special Task Force had gone on an anti-naxal operation in the Indravati forest area of Bijapur district. During this operation, an encounter took place between security forces and Maoists today morning. Security forces have recovered the bodies of killed naxalites from the spot. Apart from this, a large quantity of arms and ammunition have also been recovered from the spot. Search operation is still going on in the area. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
In a major step towards justice for lakhs of investors affected by the Rose Valley Ponzi scam, Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary today handed over a demand draft of over 515 crore rupees to the chairman of the Asset Disposal Committee, D.K. Seth. According to a statement from the Finance Ministry, this money will help repay nearly 7.5 lakh victims of the scam. So far, over 31 lakh claims have been lodged with the committee. The Enforcement Directorate is currently investigating 5 separate cases against the Rose Valley Group against the Prevention of Money Laundering Act across West Bengal, Odisha, Assam and Tripura. Charges have already been filed in special courts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has condoled the passing of Indian classical dancer and Padma awardee Kumudni Lakhia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi hailed her as an outstanding cultural icon whose passion towards Kathak and Indian classical dance is reflected in her remarkable work. The Prime Minister added that she also nurtured generations of dancers and her contributions will continue to be cherished. The renowned Kathak dancer passed away at the age of 95 today in Ahmedabad. Hundreds of flights have been cancelled and train lines suspended as the windstorm hit Beijing and northern China today. According to media reports, 838 flights have been cancelled at the capital's 2 major airports. Train services, including the airport's express subway line and some high-speed rail lines, have been suspended. Parks have also been shut, with some old trees reinforced or trimmed in preparation, but almost 300 trees have already fallen in the capital. In the IPL T20 cricket, chasing a target of 181 runs set by Gujarat Titans, Lucknow Super Giants were 56 for no loss in 5.3 overs at the Ikana Stadium in Lucknow when reports last came in. Gujarat scored 180 runs for 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier, Lucknow won the toss and elected to field. In the second match of the day, Punjab Kings will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Rajiv Gandhi International Cricket Stadium in Hyderabad. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that's the end of this news bulletin.